Well, this is the third song of the evening when I got that little ding-a-ling-a-ling phone call. This one came from my friend Tony Brown, who produced a bunch of our records and was doing an album with Lionel Richie, a country album, and it's gone on to be a pretty big record, so it's going to be fun. I think it's the 26th of July. We're doing the baseball stadium in Detroit, and Lionel's opening the show. It's Lionel and Jimmy up there, and the interesting thing is that this song has always been one of my favorites because Lionel's an incredible guy and a writer, but there's a funny story because many, many years ago, we were in Commerce, Texas, playing a booking convention for colleges, and I had to, you had to go and you pull a name out of a hat, you know, and it was me and a guy named Roger Bartlett, and we'd come from Castle Creek and gone up there and trying to get some work, and the Commodores pulled in a bus that looked like it came from the Millennium spaceship, and I went, whatever we do here, please God, do not let us have to open for the fucking Commodores. Well, it was like three acts, and the Commodores got off the bus in their outfits. They didn't change. They got off the bus and hit the stage, and I watched the show, and I went, my God, and Roger's going, what are we doing? I said, I think we should start drinking seriously. Yeah. Got 15 minutes to think of something. So the Commodores played, and then we had to follow them. And so I got up, and I'd had a couple of drinks, and so all I did for 13 minutes and 20 seconds was I just heaped praise upon praise upon praise on the Commodores and their bus. In the last 2.5 minutes, I did this song, and I got just as many bookings as the Commodores. Wait, maybe I should drink first. Let's try to recreate this as close as humanly possible to the actual events that happened at the time. Then there were things like, we'd just sit there and go, oh shit, oh don't look, oh look how good they are, oh God. But I knew my Texas crowd. So this is the only song I did that night. I really do appreciate the fact you're sitting here. Your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear. So Barbie, bring a pitcher, another round of brew. Sing it, Texas. Yeah. That's how it happened.